local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I wish Rod Bramblett got more excited on the call.
Yeah, he's low energy.
More about Auburn and a basketball first coming up in sports in just a little bit. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. 63 now at our studios. We'll catch up with Dr. Bill and a forecast in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Had a fire over 7 hours ago in Old Pass Cagoula West to Tillman's Corner Parkway. Still closed because of that fire at a storage facility. Still burning, so keep that in mind if you usually travel those areas. You'll see the flashing lights. No other wrecks or delays so far this morning. Looking for that floor that performs for your lifestyle? Call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number one in the whole state. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course you at the text line 343-0106. I got a tip here. Maybe this weekend with the rainy forecast, you use that time to organize the junk in your house. Get it ready for Trey Bennett and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to come out next week and pick it up. You got junk in the house, around the house. You got a storage unit. Look, we got a storage unit on fire this morning.
Yeah.
That's one way to get rid of your junk, but it's an illegal way to get rid of your junk.
What Very about just unsafe. Getting
Yes, not the way to do it. The way to do it is to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, have them come out and pick up the junk in the storage unit so you don't have to pay that check every month to store a bunch of stuff you don't need. Listen, whatever it is, you got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fifth person has now died due to a horrific crash prompted by a police pursuit turned deadly. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 81-year-old Joseph L. Andrews of Georgia died Thursday in a Mobile hospital. The Department of Forensic Sciences confirmed those results. On Monday, a Baldwin County deputy tried to pull over a 2019 Chevrolet Malibu going eastbound on I-10 near Loxley. The driver of that car refused to stop, took off, and eventually began traveling east in the westbound lanes of I-10. Now, once the road became the Baldwin Beach Express, that Malibu collided head-on with a 2018 Ford Escape, driven by Joseph Andrews. Joseph Andrews' son, 54-year-old Kevin Andrews of Milton, Florida, was a passenger in that Escape, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Joseph Andrews was then airlifted to Mobile. As for the Malibu, it burst into flames. Inside were three bodies. Law enforcement officials have confirmed that a forensic investigation is still underway to establish those identities. This morning, Mobile police need your help to ID and find an accused robber. Tuesday night, surveillance video from the Moffett Road gas station captures a man looking around the store. He attempts to make a purchase, but when he's not able to, the video shows he just takes those items and leaves. Well, right behind him is a store employee. She actually chased after that suspect, and that's when she says he threatened to shoot her. Now, Mobile police confirmed he did not have a gun. Thankfully, no one was injured. You are encouraged to give police a call if you have information which could assist in this investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fire investigators are trying to find out what caused the fire at the Red Dot Storage on Old Pascagoula Road. It started about 10 last night. The Theodore Fire Department, Irvington Fire, and Mobile Fire Rescue responded. A man who rents a storage unit to the facility tells us he believes people have been living in the units. Three rows of units were damaged, including the main office. In Escambia County, Florida, authorities have made an arrest in an alleged rape case from November. 27-year-old Teremus Boykin faces a list of charges, including sexual assault. The victim says Boykin followed her home from a party, climbed through a window, and raped her. Boykin is in the Escambia County Jail on a $302,000 bond. The Auburn Tigers make their first Final Four appearance in school history tomorrow night in Minneapolis. After narrowly defeating 12th seed New Mexico State in the first round, Auburn defied the odds, defeating basketball blue bloods, including Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky. You can see the game at 5 o'clock tomorrow night on WKRG. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Bruce Pearl addressed the media before the biggest game in Auburn basketball history. The Braves break out the brooms, and the Bay Bears opener for their final season is delayed. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's almost time for the biggest basketball game in Auburn Tigers program history. Tomorrow night, Auburn faces number one seed Virginia in the Final Four in Minneapolis. AU and UVA will be the first game of the night, with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. and the pregame show beginning at 4:30. Of course, you can hear that right here on FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday, the coaches for all four teams spoke with the media. After winning the SEC regular season title last year, Auburn struggled through much of this season. A blowout loss to the Kentucky Wildcats on February 23rd launched the Tigers into a 12-game win streak, where they picked up the SEC championship and beat Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky en route to their first Final Four ever. Yesterday, Pearl said that it's all about the unfinished business from last season.
Our kids had talked about at the end of last season was unfinished business. We had just finished up our third all-time regular season championship in the SEC. We won our first round game, and yet the kids felt like we could do more.
The team that Auburn will take on tomorrow night, Virginia, also has some major motivation. Last year, the Cavaliers became the first number one seed in tournament history to lose to a number 16 seed when they were beaten in the first round by UMBC. Head coach Tony Bennett said that that loss brought them together.
That was such a pivotal moment and devastating in so many ways and humbling that I knew we had to be there for each other in ways that we never would have had that not happened.
Virginia currently favored tomorrow night by 5.5 points. In the second game of the night, number 2 seed Michigan State will face number 3 seed Texas Tech. Texas Tech head coach Chris Beard has burst onto the national scene with a lockdown defense. And like Auburn, this is Texas Tech's first Final Four appearance in program history. Yesterday, Beard had a message for coaches that are like him that never thought they'd have a chance to be on this stage.
You know, for that young coach out there like me that sat in the open practices for 22 years and dreamed about being there, you know, don't give up.
Tech is again the underdog tomorrow night, with Michigan State favored to win by 2.5 points. The national championship game will be held in Minneapolis Monday night at 8. The Texas Longhorns won the NIT tournament last night with an 81-66 victory over the Lipscomb Bisons at the Madison Square Garden in New York. Still bothers me that they go by Bisons.
Right, because the plural would be bison.
Correct, but not to them. Not in Tennessee. It's Bisons.
It's Bisons.
Yeah, that's what they go with.
Way to go, place of higher education,
yeah,
Bisons.
That's where Phil Savage played college football, if you want to remember.
No, Phil Savage played at Swanee.
You're right.
So, University of South and the Bisons are different places.
I'm glad you're in here to correct me on that, because I was way wrong.
Yeah.
Dylan Osikowski had 19 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Longhorns to their first NIT title since 1978. The Longhorns' record ends with a 21-16 record after beating South Dakota State, Xavier, Colorado, and TCU to reach the final. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves finished a series sweep over the Chicago Cubs with a 9-4 win in Atlanta. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried took a perfect game into the sixth inning before he was taken off the mound, and Nick Markakis led a potent Atlanta offense with 5 hits and 5 RBIs. After being swept in their first series in Philadelphia, the Braves are now an even 3-3 this season. They begin a 3-game home series against Miami starting tonight at 6:20. In other games, Washington shut out the Mets 4-0. Pittsburgh shut out Cincinnati 2-0. The Yankees beat the Orioles 8-4. The Red Sox continued their slide with a 7-3 loss at Oakland. Texas beat the LA Angels 11-4. Detroit got past Kansas City 5-4. And Cleveland got the win over Toronto 4-1. The Mobile Bay Bears were set to begin their season last night with a home opener against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, but the weather got in the way, and they were not able to make that game happen. Instead, they'll try to get it started today with a doubleheader at the Hank, and that is set to begin at 5 p.m. In the NBA last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 45 points and 13 rebounds, leading Milwaukee past Philadelphia 128-122 in a wild one in Philly. The win clinched home court advantage for the Bucks in the playoffs. The Golden State Warriors easily beat the LA Lakers 108-90, and Sacramento beat Cleveland 117-104. It's 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Does getting married end up costing you more on your taxes? For some couples under the old tax code, it did, but the tax law may change that. In the past, many couples got hit with the so-called marriage penalty. Couples with similar incomes who started filing jointly after tying the knot may have seen a higher tax bill than if they had remained single. The new tax laws made some changes. Tax brackets for married filers are now a bit different, and for many, that will do away with the marriage penalty. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a member of the National Alliance on Mental Illness? If not, here are a few good reasons to join. It doesn't cost a lot. Get discounts at the NAMI store and on convention tickets. Connect with social media. Fight the stigma around mental health issues and support the helpline. Keep programming free. Strengthen NAMI's impact and its mission to improve the lives of people affected by mental illness. If that's your passion, NAMI Mobile is where you belong. Call the office, 251-461-3450.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Once again, O-Pass Cagoula West at Tillman's Corner Parkway closed due to a storage facility fire that's been going on for about 7 hours. Another accident, southbound 65, just south of Spring Hill Avenue. And we've got another one, Airport Boulevard, both eastbound, westbound, and Flay Pierce Road, going to be slowing up traffic. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, just a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 1065 in Mobile Mornings. It's posted up on the podcast page that you can link to from the front page of FMTalk1065.com. We'll get into what else is going on the website this morning. As always, new stuff, new things popping over there. But you can go to the podcast or you can go to the FM Talk 1065 Outdoors Facebook page, or in just a second, check it out on the Twitter feed, posting up the interview from yesterday with Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources. A lot of y'all may have heard the news headline here that Alabama's received approval to manage recreational red snapper fishery.
It's
better off than we have been. It's definitely an improvement, but not to get too much into the weeds, the feds still set the quota, the total tonnage for the Gulf, but what we've been working under the last few years, this exempted fishing permit looks to be codified going forward, giving the states more liberty on how to decide on season limits, bag limits, those kind of things. Had a pretty good discussion about that with Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, yesterday. That podcast posted up with a whole bunch more in the podcast world. Make sure, if you're not already subscribing for our podcast, do yourself a favor and do that. Subscribe over at iTunes for your Apple folks, or I use Stitcher as an Android old fogey that uses a Samsung phone. Stitcher, like someone who stitches, great app to do that. Also, you can go through Spotify. If you get your music on Spotify, you can also get our podcast. And the app that you use to stream the station 24/7, that TuneIn Radio app, also a repository for a podcast.
Yeah, it's that easy. You can search FM Talk 1065, and it's actually two separate pages on TuneIn. You'll find the stream and you'll find the podcast.
All right, y'all go check that out today. 7:24, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning, it's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. If you drive a Hyundai or a Kia, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants you to know that they've launched a massive investigation due to fire risks and recalls. This could encompass as many as 3 million vehicles, and that includes vehicles manufactured in Montgomery. The investigation was prompted after a petition last year from the Center for Auto Safety, which claims that there have been more than 100 consumer complaints of non-collision fires with these vehicles and 200 complaints of melted wires in the engine bay with smoke and burning odors. According to the Wall Street Journal, the investigation is focusing on the 2011 through 2014 Hyundai Sonata Nevada, and Santa Fe, and the 2011 to 2014 Kia Optima and Sorento. This after more than 3,000 complaints were received in connection with fires. Reuters is reporting that Hyundai and Kia together have recalled more than 2.3 million vehicles since 2015 to address various engine fire risks. This latest investigation's focus on engine components and may also include additional vehicle systems or components as well. Hyundai released a statement saying that they are having, quote, frequent, open, and transparent dialogue regarding non-collision engine fires. What's in a name, you ask? Everything when you're looking ahead to the upcoming hurricane season. The list of names for the 2019 Atlantic hurricane season have been released. So the question is who determines these names? The United Nations World Meteorological Organization, the NHC, then uses six lists in rotation, and they're recycled every 6 years. So this means that this year's list will be up and running once again in 2025. Interesting to note, the original name list featured only women's names, but in 1979, men's names were introduced, and now the names alternate. Here are a few of the names that made the list: Dorian, Chantel, Pablo, Tanya, Van, Wendy's, and how about Karen? So two names that will not be on any more hurricane lists are Florence and Michael. They've been replaced with Francine and Milton on the 2024 list. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration typically retires hurricane names when a storm is particularly destructive or deadly. Hurricane season in the Atlantic begins June 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. And more discussion, of course, of hurricane season 2019 and the names and everything in between with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming your way in just about 8 minutes right here on FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And as always, Larry, talking inventory. But you and I got off talking trucks this week and ignored the fact that you have a huge inventory of third rows.
Absolutely. We sure do, Sean. We got Chevrolets, we got GMCs, we got Fords, we got Toyotas, we got Infinities, we got Mercedes, we got Lexus, so we got and a Cadillac, so we got a great selection of third seats, midsize and full size.
Now, you do have the spectrum when you start talking about the ones that are basic third rows up to the high fancy, as we call them, third rows in my world. And those are obviously important all the time, but right now, looking forward to summer vacations, loading the family up to head across the country, that's a big deal.
Absolutely, and that's what people are looking for. The third seat is just, you know, really, really, really popular. Not quite as popular as trucks, but a close second.
What about financing? How are we looking?
Financing is great. We've got, like I say, always we've got our credit unions, our banks, and the finance companies, and our local lenders, so we're in great shape as far as financing goes. They're real aggressive right now.
All right, tell us how to come out and check out the inventory and talk financing.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 728. We'll check in with Dr. Bill in just a second. Yeah, the 2019 hurricane names list is out. Some of the names were removed last year. We had two jerseys retired.
Yeah.
Florence and Michael. Talk to Dr. Bill about that. And, of course, the weekend ahead. There is an actual chance of getting out. Looks like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out.
Got to time it wisely, though.
That's right. If you're going to get out and enjoy something outside, there is a window. And Dr. Bill will describe when that is coming up in just a little bit. But the good thing is, if you're stuck inside, you turn the radio on tomorrow starting at 5, right?
That's right.
Because the tip is when for the Auburn game?
5:09 p.m.
Okay, so we'll actually...
Pre-game is at 4:30.
4:30. 5:09. Because they couldn't start the tip at 5 or 5:15 or 5:30. It's at 5:09 tomorrow, but what a big deal. Auburn in its first Final Four appearance. The state's going to be watching for sure. We're coming right back. Doc's next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The search resumes today for a missing boater in the Mobile River. Authorities say Robert Ellison, his girlfriend Tasha Wood, and their dog were on a boat when they hit something in the river early Thursday morning. The impact caused all three to go overboard near the Berry steam plant. Tasha Wood and the dog made it to shore safely. Ellison did not. A suspect has been identified in connection with the shooting that left a 50-year-old man critically injured. That crime happened Saturday on Pine Hill Drive in Mobile. Police are looking for 38-year-old Chico Peoples this morning. They say he and the victim were fighting before the shooting happened. Day two of testimony in the rape trial of Corey Hill in Pensacola. The victim took the stand Thursday. Hill recorded the two having sex on his phone. According to the testimony, the victim denied it was consensual. Hill's attorney says the video proves it was.
Do you recall your response is, yes, give it to me, give it to me?
No.
The victim says she was bar hopping in December. She can be seen drinking, stumbling, and eventually laying on the sidewalk. Surveillance video later shows Hill carrying the unconscious victim to his car. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's tax-back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is flying to the California border with Mexico today to examine a segment of the border wall. Correspondent Nick Watt is in Calexico, California this morning.
There are protests planned down here for today. Organizers have called for those protests to be peaceful but loud, and one of the groups involved is bringing that big inflatable baby Trump wearing a diaper. They want the president to see that.
Former Vice President Joe Biden supporters say he is still preparing for a presidential campaign. Biden will speak to a union meeting today in Washington, his first public appearance since a number of women have said that his physically affectionate behavior in the past had made them uneasy. One person has been shot, another arrested at Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach, Virginia this morning. More than 10,000 active duty Navy personnel and their families call the base home. Oceana was locked down, but the lockdown has now been lifted. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Boeing is insisting on the fundamental safety of its 737 MAX aircraft, but pledged to take all necessary steps to ensure the jet's airworthiness. The statements came hours after Ethiopian officials said pilots of a doomed plane had crashed last month after following the company's recommendations. Boeing says impending software fixes would make the aircraft among the safest airplanes ever to fly. But it also acknowledged that an erroneous activation of Boeing's system to prevent stalls had occurred and may have forced the Ethiopian and Indonesian jets into the ground. Delta may be heading off JetBlue at the pass with plans to launch flights to London Gatwick with partner Virgin Atlantic from its arrivals strongholds in Boston and JFK next year. JetBlue has been considering the launch of transatlantic flights around 2021, with an announcement coming as soon as next week. It's been trying to engage regulators to give it slots at London, Heathrow, and Amsterdam. Gatwick is a backup for that plan. And that's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, you told us we'd start trying to make up for some of the rainfall deficit, and that's an understatement. It was a soaker at my house yesterday.
Yeah, we made a little move on it yesterday, about almost an inch and a half of rain out at the airport, and we're going to add to that today, and a little bit tomorrow, and quite a bit, most likely, for Sunday and Monday. Right now, we've got a warm front along the coast that's going to be moving inland, and right now, that's where all the thunderstorm activity is. In fact, we have a big cluster of thunderstorms now over south Mobile County, and that's going to be moving across the bay into Baldwin County in the next 30 minutes or so. And that's going to be the pattern today, the thunderstorm activity gradually moving inland. And we'll see temperatures in the 70s, possibly as high as 78 degrees. Now, tonight, the activity will taper off a bit as the front moves inland. And low tonight will be about 65 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, though we're going to have some sunshine, warm up to around 80 degrees. And we could see a few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sunday, though, a different story, mostly cloudy with a good chance for periods of showers and thunderstorms, and Sunday's high will be in the upper 70s. On Monday, cold front will be approaching, and again, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Monday, high in the mid-70s, and then we clear off on Tuesday. It'll be mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 70s. So it looks good for the middle of next week for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But certainly Sunday and Monday, we're going to see quite a bit of rainfall activity.
All right. So I'm trying to find the silver lining to the rainy gray cloud over the weekend. If we're looking at outside activities, we've been chomping at the bit all week because it was nice earlier in the week. Is it Saturday? Is it Sunday morning? When should we get out?
Saturday is going to be the best day. We will see a few scattered showers and or thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. And with some sunshine, it'll be up around 80 degrees. So definitely that's the better of the 2 days. And today, of course, we will see showers and thunderstorms already occurring on the coast, gradually moving into Mobile over the next few hours.
All right. And it's also preseason hurricane time here. You get preseason football. This is preseason hurricane as the 2019 hurricane names were released yesterday. Have people talking. Dr. Bill, let's talk about how this has happened, that we give these storms names. We know the Weather Channel is just up and decided to give winter storms names, but how long have we been giving hurricanes names?
This goes back to the early 1950s, and they started using female names around 1953, male names in the late 1970s, and now it's a mixture, particularly here in the Caribbean, the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, combination of English, Spanish, and French names. They will alternate male and female. The reason for using the names and the hurricanes is it really came about when television started to come in the widespread of the 1950s, trying to identify several storms in progress at the same time rather than talk about the storm in the eastern Gulf, the storm in the western Atlantic, started using the names, and that's helped out quite a bit over the years.
And also now that the jerseys get retired in so many words here with certain names not being used again.
That's right. I think one of the classic ones was Hurricane Camille. Nobody wanted to hear that name after that storm. And so it's been retired. Eventually it'll be brought back, but not for a long, long time. And it's really based on the destruction produced by the storm and how powerful it was. And in some cases, the storm may have been very powerful, but moved into an area where there was very little population distribution. And as a result, the important part of that was the power of the storm. In other cases, we've had some weak storms, but they've produced a considerable amount of flooding and devastation. And the name of the storm has been retired. So those two things we look at in the retiring a name.
And now we know more. And reminder, too, people want the names and a lot of hurricane stats. They can pick that up with the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
That's right. You'll see all the names on page 18 and 19, which is a hurricane tracking chart. And the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac is free. And, of course, here in Mobile, you'll find copies at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and also at West Marine. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford, Allstate, and they're in Fairhope.
All right, Dr. Bill, with the weekend ahead here and some of the things you've already told us, I don't have high hopes for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, but it lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, it's nothing like last weekend, but the best day is going to be Saturday, and we'll give some positive marks for that. I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
6-3-4-0.
Okay, well, maybe the nice way to put it, it could be worse.
I mean, that's right.
Not a whole bunch worse, but it could be worse. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update and a little hurricane name education on this Friday morning. 7:40, we'll check traffic next.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last 2 decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Southbound 65 right on the interstate at Spring Hill Avenue. They've got an accident where the left lane's blocked off, so be careful. I-10 westbound at 65, Azalea and Village Green, Airport at South McGregor, all accidents with injury, Schillinger and Moffitt. And again, westbound on the causeway, left lane's blocked off right by the battleship. Mark your calendars for the Red versus Blue South Alabama football spring game coming up Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m. at Land People Stadium. The spring game's free and open to the public. For more information, call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
.741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As you get set to hit the friendly skies and take off from Mobile, Pensacola, and soon Brooklyn, know this. You may soon be able to navigate through those TSA security lines even faster. The Transportation Security Administration is deploying 300 new 3D security scanners at airports nationwide. These are similar to CAT scans at your doctor's office. Back in 2017, airports in Phoenix and Boston participated as test sites for the technology. Then 12 more airports were added, which includes the nation's busiest Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. So TSA will be able to examine an image digitally, which means you won't have to take out that laptop from your bag nor get rid of liquids. Installation of the new systems that starts this summer is expected to be completed by 2020. A TSA spokesperson says, quote, these state-of-the-art 3D scanners will enable our screening officers to detect explosives and other threats to commercial aviation with unprecedented precision. If you drive through different cities and states and rely on your GPS, make sure you have a backup plan this weekend. GPS is Global Positioning Satellite. That network this weekend is going to reset. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security, who says the first date set for GPS was January 6, 1980. The first reset that took place August 21st, 1999. So GPS uses a week counter to calculate the appropriate date. The week counter uses 10 bits and needs to be reset every 1,024 weeks, which is roughly every 20 years. So on April 6th, this first Saturday in April, the GPS counter will reset to zero. But thanks to modern technology, the week number counter will be increased to 13 bits, which means the next reset, that won't happen for another 157 years. So if you have a newer GPS, you most likely will not be impacted. But if your GPS is 10 years old or older, you could experience momentary glitches and problems with your navigation as that satellite system resets itself. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
the concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. The Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the let's dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and The Platters in concert. Live.
So,
one incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fire investigators are trying to find out what caused the fire at the Red Dot Storage on Old Pascagoula Road. It started about 10 last night. The Theodore Fire Department, Irvington Fire, and Mobile Fire Rescue responded. A man who rents a storage unit at the facility tells us he believes people have been living in the units. Three rows of units were damaged, including the main office. In Escambia County, Florida, authorities have made an arrest in an alleged rape case from November. 27-year-old Teremus Boykin faces a list of charges, including sexual assault. The victim says Boykin followed her home from a party, climbed through a window, and raped her. Boykin is in the Escambia County Jail on a $302,000 bond. The Auburn Tigers make their first Final Four appearance in school history tomorrow night in Minneapolis. After narrowly defeating 12th seed New Mexico State in the first round, Auburn defied the odds, defeating basketball blue bloods, including Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky. You can see the game at 5 o'clock tomorrow night at WKRG. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bruce Pearl addressed the media before the biggest game in Auburn basketball history. The Braves break out the brooms, and the Bay Bears opener for their final season is delayed. 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orderwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It's almost time for the biggest basketball game in Auburn Tigers program history. Tomorrow night, Auburn faces number one seed Virginia in the Final Four in Minneapolis. AU and UVA will be the first game of the night, with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. and not a minute sooner. The pregame show begins at 4:30, and of course you can hear the entire thing right here on FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday, the coaches for all four teams spoke with the media. After winning the SEC regular season title last year, Auburn struggled through much of this season. A blowout loss to the Kentucky Wildcats in late February launched the Tigers into a 12-game win streak where they picked up the SEC championship and beat Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky en route to their first Final Four ever. Yesterday, Pearl said that it's all about the unfinished business from last season.
Our kids had talked about at the end of last season was unfinished business. We had just finished up our third all-time regular season championship in the SEC. We won our first round game, and yet the kids felt like we could do more.
Auburn's opponent tomorrow night, Virginia, also has some major motivation. Last year, the Cavaliers became the first number one seed in tournament history to lose to a number 16 seed when they were beaten in the first round by UMBC. Head coach Tony Bennett said that that loss brought the team together.
That was such a pivotal moment and devastating in so many ways and humbling that I knew we had to be there for each other in ways that we never would have had that not happened.
Auburn is again in the role that they thrive in, underdogs. Virginia currently favored to win tomorrow night by 5.5 points. In the second game, number 2 seed Michigan State will face number 3 seed Texas Tech. Texas Tech head coach Chris Beard has burst onto the national scene with a lockdown defense. And like Auburn, this is Texas Tech's first Final Four appearance in program history. Yesterday, Beard had a message for coaches that are like him that never thought they'd have a chance to be on this stage.
You know, for that young coach out there like me that sat in the open practices for 22 years and dreamed about being there, you know, don't give up.
Tech is again the underdog tomorrow night, with Michigan State favored to win by 2.5 points. And the two winners from tomorrow will meet in the national championship game. That's scheduled for Monday night at 8 o'clock. The Texas Longhorns won the NIT tournament last night with an 81-66 victory over Lipscomb at the Madison Square Garden in New York. Dylan Ossetkowski had 19 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Longhorns to their first NIT title since 1978. Longhorns' record ends with a 21-16 record after beating South Dakota State, Xavier, Colorado, and TCU to reach the final. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves finished a series sweep over the Chicago Cubs with a 9-4 win in Atlanta. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried took a perfect game into the sixth inning before he was taken off the mound, and Nick Markakis led a potent Atlanta offense with 5 hits and 5 RBIs. After being swept in their first series in Philadelphia, the Braves are now an even 3-3 this season. They begin a 3-game home series against Miami that starts tonight at 6:20. In other games, Washington shut out the Mets 4-0. Pittsburgh shut out Cincinnati 2-0. The Yankees beat the Orioles 8-4. The Red Sox continued their slide with a 7-3 loss at Oakland. Texas beat the LA Angels 11-4. Detroit got past Kansas City 5-4. And Cleveland got the win over Toronto 4-1. The Mobile Bay Bears were set to begin their season last night with a home opener against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, but the weather got in the way. They were not able to get that game played. Instead, they'll try to get it started today with a doubleheader at the Hank beginning at 5 p.m. And in the NBA last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 45 points and 13 rebounds, leading Milwaukee past Philadelphia 128-122 and clinching home court advantage for the Bucks in the playoffs. 10 minutes to late, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Also, I'd like to add from the text line, thank you, a named texter, picture of an accident. This is westbound on the causeway on the bridge over the Tensaw River, Admiralson's Bridge. Once again, westbound, it looks like a 2, maybe 3-car accident westbound on the bridge. Obviously, going to give you a problem heading in on the causeway to Mobile today.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Old Pass Cagoula West and Tillman's Corner Parkway still have the roadway blocked off from their early morning fire. Also westbound on the causeway right by the Battleship Park entrance, you've got another accident clearing. Southbound 65 just south of Spring Hill Avenue, left lane's blocked off. And again, I-10 westbound at 65, Azalea and Village Green and Airport and South McGregor all still in the roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile has a summer special. You get the facility for free. Find out more at Azalea Manor Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
753 FM Talk 106.5. Alec Naiman on the way with What's Cooking. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It took less than 30 minutes, but Mobile Fire Rescue, they were able to get a vessel fire under control at the Mississippi Lime Company on the Cochran Causeway. Now, smoke plumes could be seen for miles after a 25-foot boat located in a dry dock caught fire. That fire has been ruled as accidental. Now, according to investigators, the boat was being salvaged for scrap parts when that fire started. No word yet as to how many damages were caused. Good news is no one was injured, but what we do know is this investigation does continue at this hour. Spring is most certainly in the air, and when you add music in your lunch plans, you hit the right note. As a Mobile favorite, the Brown Bag Concert Series, those are back on the square, Bienville Square that is, since 1985. You've been encouraged to bring your lunch, and they bring the music as part of the public concert series every Wednesday. And this year, both sides of the bay get to enjoy amazing live artists free of charge. So for spring 2019, Cat's Brown Bag Concerts presents a 9-week run of shows on each side of the bay. On Wednesdays, the series presents shows from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in Bienville Square. If you don't live or work on the Mobile side, well, let's head across the bay because Thursdays from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., those shows take place in Daphne at the Mayday Park. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this rainy Friday. Y'all say hello to our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering, and I ask this question. Hey, Alec, what's cooking?
You good at asking questions.
Yep.
Man, I hope I got some answers for you.
I bet you do. You had a chance to prepare for the test.
Well, you know what? We got the Auburn game going on tomorrow, and I want some baby back ribs, you know what I'm saying? I just like to gnaw on those ribs.
I do know what you're saying. In this case, I know exactly what you're saying. So walk us through making some baby backs, some Asian-style baby backs.
Well, you know, everybody got to play. You know, you got your country style, you got your southern style, you got your good old hickory style. Well, this is a little Asian style. Now, I actually poach these baby back ribs for a little bit, and I just get me some ginger and I chop it all up really good, and I get me some different spices and everything. I just rub it on, and I poach the ribs in just a little bit of the liquid for, you know, a little while, and then I take them out and I cut them into 4 or 5 rib slices and put them in the Ziploc, and then I make this marinade, and I use some hoisin sauce and some soy sauce and some ginger and garlic and sesame oil and dry mustard and honey and a little bit of sherry or some good sweet wine, you know. And anyhow, I let it marinate. So I poach them today. I let them marinate overnight. Tomorrow, right before the game, I go fire up the grill and go out there and throw them on the grill and let them cook for an hour really low. Like, not right over the fire. You know, I put them off to the side because I just want them to soothe through that heat, you know. And anyhow, when it's all said and done, we sitting down eating some good old Asian-style ribs and watching the ball game. What do you think? You like that idea?
I like that a bunch. So it sounds like one of the keys to great ribs is this poaching process before you actually put them on the grill.
Well, you know, it actually begins to break some of the membrane. It begins the process of breaking them down, making them tender so I don't have to cook them in direct heat and that kind of stuff. I can cook them slow and they'll pull away from the bone really easy.
So. Man, great advice. What about getting you to cook these ribs or any of the other hundreds of recipes at Naaman's Catering for us?
Well, we're always ready to talk to somebody about something good. So call us, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Of course, give us a like on Facebook. We're always throwing stuff up there. Got a little JAG baseball this weekend. Somehow or another, we're going to play, whether we have to doubleheader it up because of all the weather. But, man, I'm telling you, my Auburn Tigers are going to the championship game. So you watch what I tell you now, all right? Take it to the bank.
All right, good stuff. Alec Naaman, Naaman's Catering, as always, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Hey, man, y'all have a great one, too.
All right, and speaking of that Auburn game, coverage 4:30 tomorrow.
That's right. 5:09 tip off.
The arbitrary time for the tip is 5:09. Arbitrary or not, it's all covered right here at FM Talk 106.5. So y'all check it out tomorrow while you're cooking some ribs. All right, hour number 3 on the way. Lots to do next hour. Y'all stay close. This is Mobile Mornings.